at least for your recording, it's just you and me.
Yeah.
I will, like, crush you.
Probably, yes.
Hey, everyone, and happy holidays. I am your host, Jamie Moffa, and today I have a very special episode for you featuring Jeopardy! That's all about rigor and reproducibility in science. Last month at the Society for Neuroscience conference, I stopped by the booth of Community for Rigor, an initiative that is educating scientists on how they can use more rigorous and reproducible practices in their own research. They had a rigor and reproducibility Jeopardy game set up, so I asked them if we could record a game of it, and here it is. So without further ado, please enjoy this episode of Rigor and Reproducibility Jeopardy that I recorded with Community for Rigor.
Categories are, pardon my bias, when I hack, you hack, we hack, power shortage, I've got a notion, QRP lash, so questionable research practices, and deja vu on you.
Okay, exciting. Yeah, let's see if I can get any questions. If I get one question right, like, before you, then I'll be happy.
and then you get to choose another one.
Yeah. So maybe I'll start with, let's start easy. I'll go with power shortage for 200.
Power is 1 minus this kind of statistical error.
That's it. Oh, do I have to, like, ding, 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 or, like...
Yeah, you gotta ding, and you have to give the answer in this form of a question.
What is... I should know this. What is alpha?
Very close.
Okay.
Okay, no. Ding, 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 ding. What is beta?
Okay, it was one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I kept telling people, I'm like, you have, like, 50% chance of getting this right.
Okay. My friend is a bioinformatics, like, statistician person, and she would be disappointed in me.
But, like, honestly, it's like when you don't know, you look it up, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like Jeopardy is like the...
Okay, so now you get to pick.
Sweet. Okay, so I'd love $400 in power shortage.
Okie dokie. This parameter for the strength of a relationship is often overestimated because of low power and publication bias.
What about effect size?
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow. Oh, I'm rocking it.
That's too right for you. Excellent.
Oh, I get to choose another one. Okay, I choose $400 of pardon my bias.
Da, da, da. There we go. This kind of bias is depicted in the cartoon below. For those who are listening, we're seeing someone presenting some survey responses, one of which is, yes, I love responding to surveys, which 99.8% of people responded yes to, and no, I tossed them in the bin. And they're saying, we received 500 responses and found that people love responding to surveys.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
What is response bias?
Response bias is an excellent answer. The answer we have here is sampling bias, but I do think that there's different words for it.
Okay.
So I'll give you a half point. We'll get $200 okay. for that.
Okay. Well, so who gets to choose the next one then?
You get to choose.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Because I think some of these biases do have multiple names for them.
Well, then, so that was 400 pardon by bias. Let's go with 600 pardon by bias.
600. This eponymous effect describes how people often behave differently when they know they are being observed.
Oh, no.
I would say this is one of the most difficult ones on the board.
What is... This is going to sound so stupid. What is the, like, observation effect?
Right? Which is a nice guess. This is referring to, like, a specific name. It's named after a person.
Oh.
And it's named after, like, little fruits that are this size.
It's also named after very small fruits.
What is the Hawthorne effect?
Ding, 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 ding.
I would not have known that. I am, like, 0 for 3.
Hawthorne's really good in drinks.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a fruit.
They're like little fruits this size, no?
I mean, that seems familiar. I don't know Hawthorne fruits. I believed you though. I trusted that you knew. You said it with such confidence.
I think it's a pop. It's popular in Chinese sweets.
Oh, okay.
But we should fact check me. Okay, wonderful. So this means I'll get to choose, and let's go for something really hard.
Okay.
Deja vu and you, $800.
Got it. These ID numbers are assigned to key resources such as biological materials, cell lines, and software tools to ensure others can repeat a study. We'll accept both the abbreviation or the full name. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we have another contestant over here.
You guys don't know?
our IDs.
Yay, Devin got it.
Given probably about 30 more seconds, I could have come up with that because I just submitted a paper to eNiro and they require you to put RRIDs.
Oh, good.
So I just learned about what these are.
That is excellent.
I'm a theory guy. I don't need to know about those things.
You're like, the RRID is my brain.
Right? My brain. That would be great if we registered our brains as resources. All right, Devin, are you coming in?
Something for $1,000.
All right, something for $1,000.
Yeah, she said something for $1,000. Let's see what we do.
Let's pick something fun. All right, we're going to do I've Got a Notion for $1,000. This premise states that there is no difference between control and experimental groups.
Ooh. Ding, ding, ding. What is the null hypothesis?
Yeah.
Why is that $1,000?
That you may be the first person who got that right.
What?
Really?
Yeah. That's like very basic.
I know, but it's like, I think sometimes the questions are hard for people to wrap their heads around exactly.
Oh, okay.
Like when you say it, they're like, oh, null hypothesis.
Oh, wow. A hawthorn is in fact a fruit for those listening at home. Cool. Wow, this is like put me back on the map.
You're on the map. You're on the board.
Yes.
Okay, now I need to like
all right.
Harder.
I'm going to... Okay. We haven't done any from QRP, so let's do QRP for $800.
You got it. This questionable research practice involves manipulating algorithms or training sets. This is a niche one.
I am not an algorithm person. I don't do like training of models or anything. Can I photo frame?
I'm a machine learning person and I just say machine learning hacking, ML
ding,
hacking.
Ding, ding, ding. Hi, do you want to play Jeopardy? Come on in.
There's questionable research. Go ahead.
First, that when you enter the game, you get to pick a category. That's the new rule I just made up.
I'm nervous about this because I'm unethical.
Oh, no.
But to be like as unethical as possible, you need to know the space, right?
That's right.
To maximize.
How do you know you're unethical if you don't know what is ethical?
Exactly, exactly. All right, so pick a category and how much you are hoping to.
Deja vu and you for $1,000.
For $1,000. We're going all the way down there. Okay. The White House called 2023 the year of blank, referring to a movement that advocates for making scientific research and data freely accessible to everyone. You got a buzz when you know the answer.
Ding, ding, ding. What is the year of rigor?
No. Excellent guess.
Ding, ding, ding.
But it's focusing.
Year of sharing.
Close, also not correct. So, research and data freely accessible and a movement.
What is the year of access?
Also an excellent guess, also not correct. Conrad, you're the only one left.
Ding, 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 ding. It must be open science.
You got it, you got it. It's the year of open science. And now we know that.
Yay.
And now signs will be open from now on. I think Conrad gets that one.
Yes, yeah, you answered it right.
But you were almost there.
Now you're going to pick next.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let me pick the next one. Jeopardy for the win. I will choose something easy so that I don't have all that stress of having to think so hard. I've got a notion, $200.
You got it. I've got a notion. A good scientific hypothesis is specific, measurable, and possesses this characteristic, meaning it can be proven wrong.
Ding, ding. Yeah. What is falsifiable?
Yay!
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
Nice. All right.
Answer that fast. You know, I'm older.
I've got the advantage of youth.
My hair color just it's not as cool.
But you could make it cool very easily. You wouldn't have to bleach it. It just would go right on.
That's a benefit. It costs a lot of money to bleach hair, so you're like ahead of the game.
Yes, my wife claims it's good that I can do this.
I've seen there's like this 80-year-old professor at my university who has blue hair, and it's so cool.
And I thought I was doing good as a blue-haired, full-tenured professor.
Yeah, she's like fully emeritus and is rocking it. So.
Rocking it.
Fully emeritus is good.
Yeah. All right, what have not we done? Let's go with when I hack, you hack, we hack for 600.
600. All right, this alternative name for pee hacking is also an activity done with a rod and reel.
Fishing.
Yes. Fishing. Or data dredging.
Hey, I want to pick something I really know nothing about. QR flash.
For how much?
400.
400. This questionable research practice happens when hypotheses are formed after data is collected.
Ding, ding, ding. What is harking?
Yay!
Yeah, hypothesizing after results are known.
Woo-hoo!
How do you know all these things?
I like, there was...
She's like, someday this will all come in handy.
I have experience hacking myself, if that's what you mean. But how do you know all those words for those things?
Well, so one of them is that there was literally a presentation or like a panel on research ethics on the first day of the conference.
Oh, yeah.
And so some of this is very fresh in my mind because they talked about all of these. Like, all right, maybe for the podcast we'll do one more. So we got to do like $1,000 one. Let's do, have we done the power shortage 1,000?
Not yet.
Okay, let's do that one.
All right. In March 2023, Web of Science delisted 50 journals, preventing them from receiving this index that measures the average number of citations for each article in a journal.
Impact factor.
You got a ding.
What is impact factor?
All right.
$1,000, that's a good way to like.
That's the way to finish.
That's 50 journals.
You might not even recognize me with my new color hair.
Thanks for tuning into this special episode of In Plain English. You can find Community for Rigor at c4r.io. In Plain English will be back next week on January 2nd with a full-length episode featuring an interview that I conducted with William Nyam, who is one of the hosts on the Reproducibility podcast. We had a great conversation, and you won't want to miss it. Our music is by Sam Brunwasser. You can find more of his work at soundcloud.com/visualsnowbeats. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Plain English Sci. That's PlainEnglishSci. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time for another episode of In Plain English.